Chapter 10. No more excuses. It's the moment you truly discover the amazing calling on your life that all excuses become obsolete. No great hero has ever become great by making excuses. You will make the choice today to no longer make excuses in your life. Excuses are easy and many times they're even convenient. Until you truly understand your purpose and calling in life. It's time to take responsibility for you. It's your body, your career, your life. This is such a powerful thing because if you fail to take responsibility, you will look at your life as a failure, you'll keep making excuses, and you'll never accomplish your dreams, your goals, and your ambitions. Once you choose to take responsibility, you will begin to experience true peace and joy in your life as you take full control over every situation. It's time to be honest with yourself. Starting today, eliminate the words like I can't, but, someday, and tomorrow. Eliminate them words from your vocabulary starting today. Did you know that before the time you and me and the average person graduated the first grade, you heard the word no over 40,000 times? That's right. That is in comparison to hearing the word yes only 5,000 times. You have been conditioned into a no environment, but starting today, that has got to change. Start to create your yes environment today. Jack Welch once said, face reality as it is, not as it was or as you wish it to be. Don't accept the thought of no, can't, impossible, maybe, and all those other words that question whether your dreams and goals are going to really become a reality. Stay focused on what you can control and rid yourself of those things that are controlling your emotions, distracting your actions, and stealing your concentration. The winning confessions in this book are designed to help you create your yes environment. Create your yes environment starting today. The words you use, my friend, will influence your mind and condition your actions. Your words make excuses for why you can't do something or have something. The words you choose to use will determine the direction you go mentally and physically. Man, I once heard it said, don't believe everything you hear, even if you're the one doing all the talking. Starting today, you have got to become aware of the words you choose to speak to yourself and to others. Whenever that voice in your head says, I can't, ask yourself two simple questions. Where are the facts and the evidence that prove I can't? Has anyone else ever been able to make this happen? Stop talking yourself out of getting what you truly desire. What's more important, your excuse or your desire? You can only have one, excuses or results. You can't have both. What do you choose? Stop playing the blame game, baby. Take responsibility right now, knowing that if you don't have what you desire, it is no one else's fault but yours. Mentally strong heroes become self-motivated and they don't accept excuses. Start today to enter every day and every situation expecting to win. Start today to believe that you are the best player in this game. At the station, at your household, in life. No longer allow yourself to think self-defeating, excuse-making thoughts. Today, to be fit for life, you will win the day by no longer accepting or making excuses in your life. Today's take action. What area of my life will I take responsibility for starting today? What excuses have I allowed myself to make in life? What will I take action on starting today? Today's winning confession. I am a mentally strong hero. I choose to take responsibility for my words, my actions, and my life. I am committed to winning and don't accept or make excuses any longer. I choose to speak positive, uplifting words about my life and my career. I will win today. I am fit for duty. I am fit for life. Section 3, the actions you will now take.